Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
So I'm back.
You're back?
Yeah.
Finally.
I know.
Gosh, such a short timer.
I know. Went to China.
Yeah.
I mean, went to Japan. Okay. Same thing. You know what, China? That's my next trip.
That's your next trip?
Yeah. I figured, you know, while I was over there, I probably should have gone to Hong Kong.
You're right there.
I know. I was right there.
Just take a left turn at Albuquerque.
So I came back from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then I came and did the podcast a couple of days.
Yeah, but you were kind of sick on Tuesday.
But you know what? I don't want to tell everybody where I went.
What do you mean?
You know, it's kind of a personal thing.
Where'd you go?
Well, you know, it's been in the news, but I was in the background.
You were in the news in the background?
Yeah.
I missed all of this?
You know, I went in and I was with Kate Middleton.
Really?
Yes.
She's alive.
Yeah, she is. She's doing really well.
Why is she hiding? What's going on?
I'm not really at liberty to talk about it, but, you know, and there aren't many pictures of us. I have some on my phone.
Yeah, but can we put them on the, you know, you want clicks. Show that thing right now.
No, because, you know, then I'm going to get in trouble with the palace.
I think it's worth it.
I mean, we went to the farmer's market.
That's true. And then they posted pictures from May of 2023.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that crazy?
It's
the Photoshop.
Weird. It's so weird what's going on with that thing. And literally twice today at my other radio show, I got stopped in the hall and people wanted to talk about Kate Middleton.
Really?
Yes. They're like, what do you think's going on? And obviously I'm like, well, she's dead. She was murdered.
Well, apparently there's supposed to be like some major announcement that's going on.
When?
I don't know. It's just something that like crossed my screen and has to do with like King Charles.
Well, you saw the Russian media outlet said that he's dead.
Yes.
And then the palace came back and said, well,
no,
he's not.
He's not.
But we're going to announce something soon, but he's not dead.
But then Kate, you know, they took her off that whole roster
mm-hmm.
for the big gala in June that she's not going to be able to be there.
Well, she's not supposed to be back to doing anything in public until after Easter.
Okay, well, that's like in a couple of weeks.
2027.
Yeah, exactly. So Kate's looking really good. Just want to let everybody know.
Well, that's cool that you were with her.
Yeah, it is.
All right. No worries. The internet can all calm down. Kim Commando is confirmed.
I love the Photoshopped photos of her, like with Bernie Sanders sitting with her. I think it's so funny.
People are running with this.
They are. There was one that I saw on my Facebook feed. A guy owns like a donut shop and he put Kate Middleton holding a donut. She's there.
That's awesome. I still think it's plastic surgery. I know you're trying to start the show, but I still think it's plastic surgery.
It is not plastic
surgery.
I'm
telling you, when it comes out, I'm going to look like a genius.
No, I think it may be even the big C.
For her too?
Yeah, I think so.
I think sucks.
Because you know what? She has that beautiful long hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she had to shave it all off.
Goes to chemo, you know. I hope it's not.
No, it's all good news.
But so let's talk about this. This is a podcast.
Yeah, it is.
It's our daily podcast called Kim Commando Today because let's figure this out.
Okay.
I'm Kim Commando.
That's half of it.
Yes. And then you are?
Andrew Babinski.
And so you're not Kim Commando.
No. But this podcast is happening today.
Exactly.
So it's Kim Commando today.
So what are you going to talk about?
Well, I have a couple things. Got a big scam on Facebook. Billionaires are out there scamming people out of their money.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on. Let me do it with air quotes. Billionaires scamming people on Facebook and Instagram. And people are actually getting paid to secretly record their therapy sessions.
For what?
It's connected to AI.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Everything's connected to AI.
Pretty much everything now.
It is. And so, of course, if you are getting the audio version of Kim Commando today, which most people are,
yeah,
is that you can actually watch us do the video on Rumble, X, YouTube, Facebook. I mean, wherever you're at.
Come join us. We live stream, 11:30 on the West Coast, 2:30 on the East Coast. We're monitoring your comments throughout the entire show. And at the end of the show, we actually read all the good ones.
Yes, so make sure that they're great ones. All right, so here are the top five things you need to know happening with tech right now.
Yes.
I would totally do this if I had the money.
What?
Buy TikTok.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay.
I mean, I wish I could buy TikTok.
Sure.
But let's talk about who wants to buy it.
Everybody, even you?
Yes. Steve Mnuchin.
Okay.
Rumble would like to buy it. They actually sent a letter.
Dear, to whom it may concern?
To Mr. Chu, who's the CEO. Kevin O'Leary, we're going to talk about that in just a second. former Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick.
Okay.
I guess,
but these are big tech names.
Yes. Microsoft and Oracle, they've already turned it down in the past.
Why would they?
I have no idea. Elon Musk is not on the list. Why? Because he's busted. Well, he's not really busted, but he spent $43 billion on Twitter that's now worth...
It's not worth $43 billion?
No, it's only worth a third of $43 billion
right now. That's a hell of a loss right there.
Yes. All right. So I started thinking about buying TikTok. Not that I could.
Yeah.
But, you know, what exactly are you buying?
Well, you're buying the algorithm. You're buying... What? You're putting your finger up.
No, you're not.
You're not buying the algorithm?
No. Listen to what Kevin O'Leary says.
Think of it in two stacks. One is the 170 million users and the brand name TikTok. So that's valuable, but not that valuable if you don't get the algorithms which give you the preferences and history of those users. And so what's being proposed, at least it's being speculated, is that the algorithm is not for sale by DanceByte. That's a Chinese-controlled company. And the truth is, everybody knows that this leaks data to the Chinese. This is a burner phone I have. That has TikTok on it. My real phone, I would never put TikTok on. And that's why we banned it in the government. Everybody knows this. In India, they had 200 million users on it, and they banned it because of this idea of cognitive warfare.
Okay, so you're not buying the algorithm.
Well, then you're not buying anything.
Well, you're buying that 170 million Americans have this on their device.
Right, but the power of TikTok is the ability with the algorithm to market them, and then you sell that marketing. If you don't have that, it's like buying a new Chevy pickup with no engine.
Well, you know what? People are going to just start creating their, you know, they'll come up with a new algorithm. People mm-hmm. just start creating new. I mean, you know, it's like every time you use something on your phone, it doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Is that it's going to be adding to that algorithm.
Right.
So it's not, I don't, you know, is it a big deal? Yes. But you're still buying, like, half of America has this on their device.
That's true. I get you are getting supreme access, but isn't the algorithm which makes it more valuable than Instagram or Facebook? I mean, people obviously use it more. It surpassed Snapchat as the most used daily app.
Exactly.
And that's the algorithm that's part of that.
Okay, so how much do you think it's going to sell for?
That's what I was trying to calculate. I know that I'm going to go with $60 billion.
Now, think about this. Twitter went for $43
billion. Right.
Okay.
But that was an inflated cost.
Right.
Because he really wanted it, and so he gave him what they were asking for. And he had to throw a number out there that they couldn't say no to.
Correct.
For the board members.
Right.
So what's the number?
They're saying anywhere between 200 and $600 billion.
That's insane.
Okay. I can't even get my head wrapped around 200 to 600.
And that's a huge gap. You're like, okay, 200, I could probably afford that. Oh, it's now 600.
Well, like, let's put it in our terms. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to go buy a Ford F-150.
Right.
Okay. So it's priced anywhere between, I don't know, $100,000 and $800,000.
Right.
Okay.
It's like, okay. I'm going to go with the lower end model. You can take the air conditioning out of TikTok if that brings it down to the 200 billion range. I don't need heated seats.
Exactly. You know what? That bumper's not optional.
So I wonder if you rolled in the algorithm, how much it would be. Is it a $1 trillion app? Is it a $1 trillion company?
I mean, you know, and they can't get the algorithm because it's in communist China. So that's why the algorithm is not part of the sale. I thought that was, you know, it was interesting that you brought that up because you didn't know that I had that.
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know that clip was coming. But I thought that's what makes TikTok valuable.
Nope, not at all. Okay, number two, Pornhub.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you $1 billion for it. Or no.
Oh. Exactly. Here are the states that have now put in age verification.
Right.
Okay. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, of course, Virginia, and Texas.
Yeah, Texas is the most recent one. Yeah.
Okay. So if you have a product and you are not advertising in Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Carolina, Utah, and Virginia, you are missing the boat.
What do you mean?
Okay. If you are selling a VPN, mm-hmm. you ought to be slamming everybody who lives in any of these states. As a matter of fact, web searches for VPNs in Texas alone over the weekend went up 400%.
Wow. Right. But here's the thing. What's the age verification entail? I mean, it's just putting in a credit card, right?
No, you have to show a government-issued ID.
To Pornhub?
Yes.
No, thanks.
Yes.
I'll go to other places if I need to.
All right.
I'll just go to TikTok.
Exactly. Number three, let's talk about Reddit.
Yeah.
So Reddit's doing an IPO.
Mm-hmm.
So right before they do the IPO, they say, okay, well, we have to raise revenues. So some marketing genius says, I have a great idea. We're going to come up with a new ad on Reddit.
A new ad?
Yes, a new type of ad.
Okay.
And it looks like somebody's post.
Which is like most, I mean, if you go on TikTok, most of the ads you see are user-created videos that you think is, for at least a couple of seconds, you think, oh, this is legitimate.
No, but these totally look like posts, but okay. They're really ads. So the reason why I bring that up is that if you're on Reddit, and if you see, like, oh, that looks really interesting, you might want to look really, really closely, because then it might say sponsored on it.
Yeah, they got to promote it or sponsor it or something on there.
All right, moving on to number four. I made this up myself. Bada bing, bada chrome.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you're proud.
I was really proud of that.
What's the story? Let's see how good this pun is.
Microsoft is telling folks, if you have Windows 10 and Windows 11, that you need to switch their Chrome browser's default search to Bing.
Why?
Because if you do, you're going to get a pop-up and you get free access to ChatGPT-4 if you switch over to Bing, and then it automatically changes all the settings. So no longer are you going to be using Google. You're going to be using Bing.
No.
Bada Bing, bada Chrome.
Are you going to do it?
No. I pay for ChatGPT. I mean, I wish I, you know, I was thinking about it. Maybe is it worth it to get it for free for $20 to use Bing? I don't think so.
That's pretty bad for Bing, if that's the way you're thinking.
You know, it's always had a bad rap.
Yeah. I've never, I mean, maybe I've Binged one thing in my entire life. And even if you use Bing, you're saying you're Googling something. But I don't pay for ChatGPT. It's free.
Yeah, that's because you're on the lower mode.
What does that mean?
Like, you don't have all, like, the speed and the right answers and good things like that.
I don't think anybody has the right answers.
I still think they should have called it Banged.
Banged?
Yeah, because, like, Guy could have said, you know, I banged Emma Watson last night or something like that.
How many people do you think are going to do this? They're going to change the settings so they can get that access? Because I don't know a ton of people that actually use ChatGPT.
I think it's a stretch.
Yeah.
I think it's somebody in Seattle in the marketing department goes, I have a great idea. I mean, you know how like we put all this AI into Bing and people still aren't really using it. Okay. What if we give it to them for free?
Yeah. We add another product in that they're actually going to like.
Because, you know, they're already paying people with gift cards to use Bing.
Right. Which like, is great. My dad used to do that with the search engine. Like, he would earn points to redeem for gift cards.
Yes. Yeah. Really crazy. All right. Finally, this coming from the University of Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Is it Ottawa?
Ottawa. Ottawa.
Ottawa?
If you want to talk like a hockey fan, it's the Ottawa Senators.
It's not Ottawa?
No.
Ottawa.
I mean, for you Americans, it is.
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Sounds like you got like something bad happening in your in your mouth or something.
You have a bad case of Ottawa. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to say Ottawa.
You can.
I'm American.
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
Sure.
We say what we want.
I've always listened to hockey players say it. And they always say, got to go out there, work hard, play for Ottawa.
Ottawa. Okay, Ottawa. Anyway, this is what they're studying.
Yes.
Emojis.
Sure, it's important.
What they have found is that they investigated 8 emojis in particular. 3 centered on happiness. 2 on sadness, 2 on surprise, 1 on anger. And what they have found is that Gen Xers and baby boomers, they're not confident in their ability to use emojis.
How come?
They don't understand the emojis' meanings.
Oh, I get that.
Okay. The most difficult emoji to interpret.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Is it the crying face? Is it the 2 tears coming down?
Nope.
Okay, because I've had people send that to me when they're sad, and then I've had people send that to me when they're laughing so hard they're crying. And which one is it?
It's when you're sad.
Is it? Because I think it's when you're laughing so hard you're crying.
I don't think so.
All right.
But maybe it is.
Do we have any millennials working here?
It depends. It depends, I guess, in the, you know, like, you know, dad died. Okay.
Well, you don't use any emojis in that case.
I mean, you could probably figure that out.
Also, make a phone call. Don't send a text that says dad died.
All right. The most difficult one are surprised wide eyes.
Okay. I'm trying to remember that one. Yeah, that one reminds me of almost like scared or shocked. But yeah, that's surprised. That
the grinning sense. Face with smiling eyes. I don't know.
I don't know that one either.
Me neither. But so let's talk about this with emojis.
Yeah.
You know, some people say that using emojis, that in business, it's immature.
Interesting. Okay. I would agree. I didn't start using till emojis. This is 100% truth. I didn't start using emojis until I started dating again.
Really?
Never used them prior.
Well, I actually didn't need to use the eggplant.
Well, or you send the devil one, but instead of the smile, the devil's frowning, and then it's a whole trouble. But I too thought it was immature. I thought only kids did it. And then I started talking to people that were outside of my bubble, and everybody does it.
So now, have you ever sent, like, the wrong emoji?
I did. I sent the devil frowny.
Oh, is that it?
When I was trying to, you know, be a little spicy. And then I was supposed to send the devil happy, and it got me in trouble.
So you didn't get lucky?
No. Unlucky. Very unlucky.
So at Christmas, Barry likes to send a whole bunch of, you know, texts to his family members and friends and stuff. And so he was, like, all excited. So he made his whole emoji string, like, you know, Merry Christmas and, you know, can't wait to see you. I hope you're having, you know, great time with your family members and friends. And then he did, like, you know, the Christmas tree,
right,
the presents. Mm-hmm.
Santa.
And Santa, exactly. And then he did a wreath. So he sends it out and I look at it and
there's
I said, everything looks great, but that's not a wreath.
What was it?
It was a salad.
The old traditional Christmas salad.
All right. So, exactly. So, you know, as you're watching the pod right now, mm-hmm. is that in the comments, we want to know, okay, what do you think about the use of emojis in business? And maybe it's more appropriate in dating. I use emojis in business.
Do you?
Yes.
And you have no problem with it. You don't think it's childish at all.
No.
You're about to close a $150,000 deal. And you say, great, let's sign tomorrow. Happy face confetti.
No, happy face money bag.
Okay, either way. And you don't think that's unprofessional?
No.
Okay.
It's my personality. Either take it or leave it.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. But I've gotten work emails before that had emojis in it, and I reacted a little like, that's weird.
You know, and I also just heard.
Especially that, like, Dave got fired, frowny face. He's no longer with the company.
I heard that the thumbs up is now out.
The thumbs up is out?
Yeah. And some people are getting offended by the thumbs up.
Because?
I didn't understand that.
Because they work so hard to make sure you can have a thumb up in every single skin tone imaginable.
It is that. So as you're watching, we'd like to hear your comments about emojis and about this study. I mean, do you have trouble figuring out emojis? And maybe you don't know what certain emojis mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you want to ask us what the emojis mean, we can figure that out for you. We talked about the eggplant. That means a certain part of a
male anatomy.
Yes.
I want to see how far you're going to go with detecting some of these emojis. What about the peach? Is that on your list?
That is on my list.
Okay.
We had to stop using the brain in our free newsletters.
Why is that? Do tell. Describe in detail.
Just think of where the brain is. The brain is in your head.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for an explanation on why you didn't have to use it, Kim.
All right, it's Kim Komando today. It's your daily podcast, Monday through Friday, about everything digital. And if you're watching us, we love that. Make sure that you like, comment, and share, of course. We have a brand new contest that we're launching.
Yay, I was waiting.
Yes, a $500 gift card to Amazon.
To Amazon.
Because you know what? You can buy whatever you want on Amazon. It doesn't matter. What's the strangest thing that you've ever purchased on Amazon?
I bought this thing where if you take a bag of chips, and then it's open and you want to reseal it. You heat up this, like, it almost looks like a stapler. And then you run it over the bag to reseal it.
Why don't you just, like, fold the bag over and put a clip on it?
Because I wanted it to be fresh. And so I melted it and resealed it and it didn't work. And then, like an idiot, I put my finger in there to see if it was hot. And it was. It was hot.
Yep. We only hire the best here. That's us here at, yes. All right. So I knew we were going to be talking about billionaires.
Yes. Billionaires on Facebook.
I forgot to say where you could enter to win.
Okay. Then I'll stop talking.
Winfromkim.com.
Oh, that's easy enough.
Winfromkim.com.
Now, are you giving away stock tips on winfromkim.com?
No.
Because billionaires are giving away free stock tips. to everyone on social media.
Really?
Yeah, you'll come across an ad.
Okay.
And it promises 180% return in a week.
Yes.
25% return in a week. Oh. All you've got to do is click here and become part of the group. So people do. They're clicking on it, and it takes them to an official looking website, and they go through an entire questionnaire, part one of the scam, trying to get as much information about you and your financial situation.
Wait a second. Wait, I'm sorry. So the billionaire is giving out stock tips?
Yes. Well, it's not really a billionaire. It's someone sitting in their basement in the middle of Bangladesh.
Oh, no, I understand that. I understand that. But like, so like Mary in Des Moines, Iowa, mm-hmm. really thinks like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or Larry Ellison.
Steve Cohen is the one that they use a lot. He's the owner of the New York Mets.
Okay.
And he's putting together these groups where everybody can get together and invest their money and all become millionaires.
I see.
So you click on the ad, like I said, you go and fill out a questionnaire, which is the first part of the scam because they're trying to get as much information about you and your financial situation as possible. Then once you're qualified, one of the few, the lucky, only 30 people are qualifying.
Ooh, I hope I'm one of them.
To be in this group, they send you to a WhatsApp channel. Now, you're like, okay, why are they limiting it to 30? And I can explain that. I'm sure you're not a big sports bettor, but I'm sure in the 90s, early 2000s, you were listening to the radio, and it's like, hey, call me, Vinny Boombots, and I'm going to give you the perfect pick this weekend, 100%, we promise. You sure you heard those
yes,
ads, right?
Yes, yeah.
So what they were actually doing is they would get, I'm just going to simplify it. They get 1,000 people to call in. They tell 500 that Team A is going to win.
Oh, I got it.
And 500 Team B is going to win. And then next week they call those 500 that they got it right because, you know, half of them are going to get it right. And they say, hey, we got you a good pick last week. Give us $80 and we'll give you another. And they do it again and they do it again and they do it again. It's a big scam. So that's why it's limited to these small groups of 30 or 40 people. And they'll get in the WhatsApp chat and they'll all start talking. And then the billionaire will come on. Steve Cohen will come in and say, here's the stock you're going to buy. And they tell half of the WhatsApp groups to buy this stock. And half of the WhatsApp groups buy the second stock. The ones who hit, now they've developed the trust with them.
And then they just keep giving them more and more.
Until they get down to the penny junk stock. And they show them the graphs that this stock in the last week has gone up 400%. And really, it's real money. It's a real stock. You really can trade it. You're really buying it. But it's the scammers pumping all their money into it. And once the group decides we're going to buy it, and they all push all chips in, the scammers sell, and everybody loses because the stock returns to nothing.
Wow.
One group that they found.
Yeah, how much money are we talking about?
30 people lost $3.2 million.
Oh my gosh, you're kidding.
No, real money on this one junk stock. Because well, they were making money. They were making, but it wasn't the returns that were promised.
Right.
But Steve Cohen, he kept telling him, just wait. These are the little gains. We're going to get you the big one. We're going to find the
penny
stock.
So how long does it take between?
Weeks to build it. Because you have to build these people's trusts up. You have to get them something in return. And then you, boom, hit him with the big loss in the end. They're saying the way to prevent this is, A, look at the ads. Because if any ad that's promising you huge returns, it's not going to be a legitimate business. If Steve Cohen was out there giving stock tip advice, he couldn't promise this because the FTC would come after him for these false promises. Also, the way they're getting around it, there was one billionaire, they tried to stop it. And they were like, we are going to do a deep dive. He got his social media team together. We're going to 90. They found 90 of these ads with his name on it.
Oh, 90?
90. Oh. And the second they got him down, they were right back up. And the scammers are misspelling words. Like they'll take the name of the, like, you know, Bill Gates, and they'll make the E and A. And most people, when they're just looking at it, if it's a picture of Bill Gates and it has his name misspelled, they're not going to connect the two and they're still going to click through.
You know, Facebook does such a great job filtering.
They love policing all the content on their website.
You know what? I think it's because, you know, they spend so much time, effort, and energy really caring about the user on Facebook.
It's resources towards their product is the number one thing they spend their money on.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's on Mark Zuckerberg's personal compound.
90 ads just for one billionaire. And that was just one name they searched.
If you had $1 billion.
Yes.
What would you buy?
I would try to invest in a sports franchise. I would love to own a sports team.
Okay. That's actually, because with $1 billion, you could buy the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
$980 million. And then, of course, you'd have some money for a hot dog and a Coke.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to make payroll.
That's the problem. You could buy a private island. I looked this up.
Okay.
In the Bahamas for about $100 million.
That's not bad.
Not at all.
Does it have electricity, running water?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
It's even more of a good sell.
And so, you know, so we're talking about like who's on this billion list?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Bezos?
Sure.
Elon Musk?
Yes.
Bernard Arnault?
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No.
That's a fascinating, you know, you ought to read up on this guy.
Okay.
He owns all the luxury brands. I mean, just name a luxury brand. He owns it.
Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Okay.
Cartier. I mean, it just, Tiffany. I mean, it just goes
on. So all the luxury stuff, like, hey, dude.
No. He also, they just bought Rimowa, the luxury luggage
brand. So they just buy up all the big ones.
Yes. And what I think is fascinating about him is that he has taken his kids and put his kids in front of each property. And so, like, his son, who's like 20 something, is running like Louis Vuitton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, this is something. Larry Ellison.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg, mm-hmm. Bill Gates.
They're all selling these ads.
Warren Buffett, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Steve Ballmer. That's what they say, this whole list. They say as of March, these are like on the top billionaires list.
Just don't click an ad on Facebook that promises you millions of dollars and 200% return on your stock.
Yeah, be smart than that. So like, let's say, like, you know, like Bill Gates is sitting around, like, you know, talking like we are with like Warren Buffett.
Right. Okay.
Do you ever think like they look at each other and go, you know, damn, my streaming bills are so high.
No, they don't even know what their bills are. There's no such thing as a bill.
It's like, I mean, what do they talk about? Like, you know, man, I mean, my Gulfstream maintenance costs are just crazy.
Do you think they have anything in common with... How about this? Instead of two billionaires sitting there talk, what if you just were sitting at a diner and a billionaire was sitting next to you? There's no way they could relate at all.
I relate to you.
Just because you're paying me.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Make sure that you like, comment, share. What's the matter? You're still laughing.
I'm still. I thought it was funny. It was a great joke. I relate to you. And it's true. It's so accurate. That's where the comedy lies, in the truth that
it
hurts.
Is. So we want you, okay, this is like the last segment where you have time to leave us your comments.
Yes.
Okay. So whether you want to talk about emojis, you want to talk about what's going on with Andrew and his story about the billionaires on Facebook, because we think they're doing such a great job filtering everything out of there.
What a great company.
It is. You know what? I wish I would have invested in that company.
Meta. We were calling it Facebook. We got to call it. It's really
Meta. You know what? I read the most fascinating story about a woman by the name of, and I'm going to mispronounce her last name, Angela Chow.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to call her Angela because I'm going to mispronounce her last name. Okay. She, her father is a big time shipping magnate. Okay. She was probably worth they say at least like $1.13 billion.
Okay. Just from nepotism.
Well, you know, she went to Harvard.
Okay.
And with her four sisters also went to Harvard. I mean, this is a family that came over from China. I think her father may still be over there. I'm not quite positive. But I read this whole story about her in the Wall Street Journal. And right before as the pandemic hit, Angela and her husband, Jeffrey, this is now her third husband, they go and they have dinner with Michael Dell and his wife. And at dinner, you were talking about what billionaires talk about. At dinner, the Dells say to Angela and Jeffrey, they say, you know, why are you living in New York City during the pandemic? I mean, you should get out of New York City and come here to Austin, Texas, and buy a ranch.
Sure.
And they say, you know, we don't know a lot about ranching. And Michael Dell says, hey, you know what? There's always people that can help you out. So Jeffrey and Angela, they buy a 900-acre ranch outside of Austin, Texas, where the population is about 1,200 people.
Why is Austin such a magnet for everybody? All of like half of California moved to Austin.
So they move there.
Mm-hmm.
They set up this 900-acre ranch. She's 47 years old.
Young.
And they don't say how she has the baby, but they probably did a surrogate at that point. And they have a little boy.
Okay.
Okay. So fast forward to today, and she is now, still at that time, she was running the family's shipping company. I mean, like, massive shipping.
Right.
I mean, like, she's worth $1 billion. I don't know how much the company's doing, but it must be doing hell of revenues for her to be worth $1 billion. And also, her husband is a billionaire, because he's a big Silicon Valley VC guy.
Okay.
Who was one of the first investors in Facebook.
Pretty good. Okay. Pretty good investment.
So about 2 weeks ago, she invites her Harvard friends down, girlfriends down, for a weekend at the ranch. So they all come from Boston and New York, about 10 women, all now 50s, in their early 50s. Mm-hmm. And on the ranch, they have something that they call the Inn. Okay, now, the Inn is a 10-bedroom hotel that is on the ranch itself.
Is it open to the public?
Or no,
they
no,
just
no.
use it for their private?
Just for their private.
Gotcha.
Just for their private. So they take all the girls out, and they're showing them the ranch, and they have the ranch stocked with elk and deer and horses, and, you know, they're just having a great time. And on Friday night at around 11:30 p.m., Angela says, you know, I want to go see my son. And so I'm going to go back to the main house, and I'll catch all you all tomorrow. She gets in her Tesla SUV. It's dark. It's a ranch, 900 acres. Mm-hmm. She has made this mistake before, but instead of hitting the button to drive, she hits reverse. Not a big deal, but there's a pond behind her.
Oh, no.
Tesla SUV goes into the pond. Okay. Not a little pond. This is a 900-acre ranch where everything's big.
Right.
Goes into the pond. She calls her friend. Says, I'm sinking in the water in this Tesla SUV. You got to get me help. And the girlfriend's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So she finds the manager of the ranch. They call 911. She's sinking. Can't break the glass. Water's coming in. Tesla's under the water. The ranch hands, everybody's trying to break this Tesla glass to get her out. They couldn't get her out. She died.
Wow.
Okay. They call the 911 operator. Remember, this is a town of 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, as far as emergency response, New York is number one. That when you call 911, you're going to get somebody there. Where she was living, a 10. Because it's a small town. You don't have a lot of resources. They called the tow truck to try to get the car out. Okay. Tow truck shows up. Oh, by the way, 911 showed up 24 minutes later.
That's too long.
Okay. Tow truck operator comes. They're going to try and pull the car out. Maybe they can help. Maybe that's a one way. Because, they couldn't smash this glass in the Tesla. And by the way, even if she had one of those handy tools.
Yeah, like that little diamond.
They said, it wouldn't even work.
Okay.
Because the Tesla glass is some type of material on it that it would not work. Okay. So the tow truck operator, get this, guy shows up. Tesla's at the bottom of the pond.
With a
person in it. His cable, he can't get that far down to get the Tesla. And so he has to put another cable on the tow truck to get down that far, and actually said out loud, I don't know if I want to do this because I might get electrocuted.
Because it's an electric vehicle with the metal cable.
But it was obviously not working. It was off. The car was off. All this other stuff. But when the husband was asked about whether or not he would press charges against Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay. He did not have a comment. Why? He was one of the early investors in Tesla.
Wow.
Okay. So it was just fascinating to me to read this entire story. And if you want to read it, it's everything that I've just told you about. It's in the Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
But here you have a billionaire running, you know, hits the wrong button, and she's done it before. It's dark, and nothing was able to save her.
Are you putting the blame on Tesla? Are you putting the blame on moving to a small town? Or
I think it's a combination of a lot of things.
I mean, it does sound like just this awful, you know,
circumstances.
Exactly.
Everything that was there. And I will tell you that was one of the things that I found when I had my Tesla, mm-hmm. is that, you know, we're so accustomed to, you know, D for drive on
correct.
That. Or, you know, like in my case, you know, I hit a button and I put it in drive or whatever it may be, is that I did find that confusing myself. Is that I did find that I went to hit, hit
drive. I don't know how the controls work on a Tesla. How much is it different than a regular car?
I didn't think it was so intuitive.
Okay.
It was, and, you know, it's intuitive, like, because one time Ian, I actually put it in reverse, and Ian's like, Mom, you know, do it this way. And I think it's intuitive if you weren't so accustomed, if you didn't spend...
Yeah, you've been decades,
you know,
you've been driving.
Yes, 40 years
right.
driving in a regular car. But this is not her only Tesla, it's her third Tesla. They have three Teslas. But... I guess the moral of the story, if there is one, is that, because I was thinking about this too, is that, you know, I was surprised they didn't have more resources, mm-hmm. having all that money.
Sure.
Like emergency services, maybe, that would be available, I don't know, near
especially upon. Because Austin is becoming like the billionaire place of the center of the country.
Yes.
You'd think that they would invest in supporting all the money that's coming in.
I mean, I didn't mean to bring down the podcast. I know we always
no,
like to keep things light. But it's very sad. But it's a, you know, again, it's a really fascinating read on the power that this family has between the two of them. There's a school named after her grandmother at Harvard, and now the sisters are coming out saying, you know, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And
I mean, it's a tragic accident too, but you'd think that Tesla would go, man, we should maybe change the glass.
No word from Tesla at all.
Well, that's atypical for that company.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. We love that you're here with us every single day, Monday through Friday. And just a quick reminder of that, if you're getting the audio version of the podcast, is that after we read the comments, you're probably going to want to turn off the audio version of the podcast because I'm going to be showing a video. And you may not be able to follow along because the video, though, is amazing. It's, it really shows what AI can do. But so this way, in case you want to see the video, you're going to have to go to youtube.com/Kim Komando. But I just want to give you a heads up that we are going to be playing a video, and there is some audio with the video. You'll be able to figure it out exactly what's going on. But to get the full experience, this is a video. That means that you have to, what, see it.
Yeah, okay. And it's easy enough, though. Just go over to Facebook, YouTube, anywhere. Because once the podcast is over, once the video podcast is over, it just sits there.
Exactly.
You watch it whenever you want.
Yeah, and then you just go straight to the end. All right, so we've asked for some comments. I'm going to start with Nancy.
Okay.
She says, a few days ago, Andrew needs to know that Kim Kardashian is not a lawyer. She's studying law. Did you say she was a lawyer?
I did. I thought she passed the bar exam.
I don't think she did. It's time to write, just said, I sent the peach to my husband.
That's where you're supposed to send it to.
Richard Allegra says, I work for a higher education nonprofit. That must be fun. So we use emojis among ourselves and colleagues that we know well. We're a mix of boomers to Gen Zers. I like that. Sends a whole bunch of emojis with that. What do you have?
Nikki Sweet says, emojis are okay in the workplace. They can lighten things up. Like you were saying,
yes,
it's part
exactly.
of your personality. It's who you are. Sam asked what two emojis were.
Okay.
The first one, I don't know. It looks like a face lost in the clouds.
Yes.
I don't know what that one is.
That's what it is. You're like, you don't understand it.
You're clueless.
Yes.
Okay. And then the other one is a mouth wide open with a brain exploding. That's like shock, amazement. Like, oh my gosh, I can't
mind
believe
blown.
You said that. Yeah.
Mind blown.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Let's see. Samuel says, I use my email, my newsletters. Let's see. There's no place for emojis in the workplace for me. I think I should say that a different way.
Yeah.
I kind of said it happy. Like, there's no place for emojis.
That was your happy version of that message?
No. I mean, I can make it happier.
Let me, which way do you think you should deliver it?
Like, kind of like me.
Okay.
Like, there's no place for emojis in the workplace for me.
I kind of agree. I don't send them in company
emails. @7H3D34F0N3.
Yeah, you got to change your username. You're so active, and we appreciate it, but we just need something else to call you.
Let's see. Do you have another one?
Yeah, Gary says, I mouse over the unknown emojis to let the tooltips tell me what they mean when I can.
Okay.
You can't do that on your phone, though.
No.
And what is that? Clippy popping up and saying, hey, this means eggplant.
Bird of the Word says, oh, I love you, Bird is the Word. Hmm.
That's a real life emoji.
Yes.
Emoji IRL.
Kim is my goddess. I love your brain, how smart you are. Your husband is lucky to have you. Damn right.
Especially now that he's retired. Gravy train.
Oh, God. Like paying for a dead horse.
You're buying him a ham radio every other week.
Oh, God. Well, we were in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, he had to find the ham radio outlet.
Why?
I have no idea. And I, Ian and I stood there and said, we flew 6,000 miles to go to a ham radio outlet.
And he was in hog heaven.
Oh, he was.
Of course.
He was. That's and so, hilarious. But I looked at him. I said, you know what? I said, I'm sorry. I said, I looked at him. I said, you know, you're married a long time and just look at somebody and go, you know what? I flew 6,000 miles.
I'm not bored.
Yes. I said, so Ian and I are going to a 7-Eleven. He's like, oh, well, while you're there, would you get me? I'm like, no, we're going to see what a 7-Eleven is like.
Was it any different?
Oh, it's amazing.
How different can a 7-Eleven be?
It's like a gourmet market.
Takis on a shelf or Takis on a shelf anywhere.
No.
It's, no?
It's like where you know where you can really like, you know, buy, get a good lunch and you heat it up and all
did
that.
Did you get 7-Eleven sushi while you were there?
No. No. It didn't look that good. Okay, and finally, Alan Coates. I am in Atlanta, and I finally figured out how to watch you live on YouTube. 2:30 Atlanta time.
I always say 2:30 on the East.
So much better than watching the recorded videos. Welcome back, Kim. Thank you, Alan. Yeah, So I went to Japan, and I should admit that I was not with Kate Middleton.
Oh no,
no,
that wasn't the truth that you said at the beginning of the show.
I came back and I realized that I brought back a souvenir from Tokyo, in the form of a massive illness.
Right.
And it was awful.
Yeah, I mean, you worked on Tuesday, but I could see in your eyes.
Oh,
you
no,
were done for.
You know what? I went home on Tuesday. I went to bed, and Wednesday I woke up. My head was. I wasn't COVID. I took a COVID test, and just my head was pounding. And then I got all congested. And then Thursday I was feeling better because, like, you know, my mom always told me, like, you know, like she's like, you're down for like 48 hours, but then you're back.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling better on Thursday, and then I think like, oh, you know what? I really want. I want wonton soup.
I want comfort food.
Yes, wonton soup. And I have to always find it a special place because I don't eat pork. And mm-hmm. they like to make the wontons with pork. So mm-hmm. I have a place that found it and makes it with chicken. And so like eating my soup. And I'm like, I even said to Bear, I said, you know, something doesn't taste right.
Oh, no.
And I said, here, you taste it. And he's like, tastes like airplane food. This was his exact line. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to eat it. I ate like half of it.
Okay.
Then I was sick with food poisoning.
Half was enough.
Like, oh my gosh.
I even texted you on Friday. I'm like, man, you have had the roughest week back.
It was. But you know, the good news is, you know, whatever weight that I gained on vacation.
You lost.
I'm sure I just lost it right there.
Puked it right out.
So I saw this video that we're going to be showing.
All right.
It's called Figure One. It runs on ChatGPT. Let's just play the video.
Hey, Figure One, what do you see right now?
I see a red apple on a plate in the center of the table, a drying rack with cups and a plate, and you standing nearby with your hand on the table.
Great. Can I have something to eat?
Sure thing.
Great. Can you explain why you did what you just did while you pick up this trash?
On it. So I gave you the apple because it's the only edible item I could provide you with from the table.
Great. So based on the scene right now, where do you think the dishes in front of you go next?
The dishes on the table, like that plate and cup, are likely to go into the drying rack next.
Great. Can you put them there?
Of course.
All right, so how do you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. The apple found its new owner, the trash is gone, and the tableware is right where it belongs.
I agree. Thanks, Figure One.
You're welcome. If there's anything else you need help with, just let me know.
Listen to that voice. Did you hear that voice?
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't sound like, you know, thank you for your help.
No. But also, it was stuttered a couple of times. He's like, he ummed a couple of times. And I'm even saying he, and it's one of my pet peeves when you're talking about a robot that you call it a he. It was very, very authentic.
And the voice to me sounded a little bit like Steve Jobs.
Okay. Do you think that was intentional?
Yes. Yes. It has the same tone, the same cadence.
Sounds like a calming grandfather. I mean, there's no emotion behind anything he said. Yeah, I did it again. There's no emotion by anything the robot said. So, yeah, it's comforting.
So, it's a robot based on OpenAI's platform.
Right.
They expect this robot to hit the market in, say, 12 to 24 months.
That's quick.
And it's going to replace primarily, they think, first, like, within restaurants, healthcare facilities.
Okay.
But isn't that amazing?
That was smooth. That was really cool. Now, what's it going to do in a restaurant? First of all, what restaurant can afford to have a ChatGPT dishwasher? And second of all, is it going to greet people at the door? Is it going to be a bartender?
I bet you all of the above. All of the above. Could you imagine? Well, let me tell you, Bob, what a day I had.
But I can't imagine it. I mean, we do it all the time. We are slowly but surely talking to computers like they are people. They're our friends.
But the advancement in technology is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really smooth. Does it have legs? Does it have anything below the waist?
I don't think so.
That can't be a sex robot then. Dang.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.